Hi everyone, I am so excited to tell you that I have merch. Yes, you heard it, merch. You have been asking and I have delivered. Well, I've had a little bit of help, but I am so excited about it. It's been out for a little while now. We had a pre-orders. If you're looking for a new comfy hoodie or crew neck, we will hook you up. I've had the most amazing experience working with Chanda from Aurora Briar Co. She is so creative, so prompt, and just such a wonderful lady. She's made birthdays and Christmas come true for my kids and other people, and I was so happy to work with her. She has really made my merch dreams come true. I'm so proud, and thank you to everyone who's purchased one already. If you want to buy a hoodie, a Hello Hello World hoodie, get your hands on it now. AuroraBriar.co, that's Aurora.Briar.co on Instagram. Send her a message and she'll hook you up. Thanks, friends. Welcome back, everyone, to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace. On today's Local Business Love episode, you love her, you know her. We've got Miss Sam from Time Bright Photography. This was an honor of a show for me to do for you. I've been wanting to sit down with Sam for a long time and talk about how wonderful of a job she's doing as an entrepreneur. Her photography is out of this world. The time that she takes for every family, everyone, everything she photographs is uncanny. Unlike anyone else you'll ever meet or listen to on this show. Again, it has been a true honor for me to become friends with this woman and to showcase her talents and her lovely, awesomeness. During the show, I speak a little bit about how I'm kind of pivoting and changing up the dynamic of my show. So I've been on a little bit of a creative lapse, if you will, and trying to figure out what I can do that's different from what I've been doing. I will definitely still have some local love episodes. I have a ton of you in my DMs. Thank you very much. Trying to reach out and come on the show, and I will honor that, I promise. I just won't be focusing as heavily on the business side of things. Well, I will be definitely still bringing you shows. The content might look a little different. I have some tremendous guests coming up, local community leaders, and I'm working on some other small shows, little segments to bring you a little bit more entertainment and maybe some things that everyone wants to listen to. I know you're going to learn something from this episode, so grab yourself some water and thanks for listening. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Here with Sam from Timed Right Photography. And of course, Luna is making her wonderful appearance, barking away. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks for finally having me and being patient with me while I kept brushing you off nicely.
Yeah, well, I think everything happens for a reason. Reason and timing,
yes,
is everything.
It really is.
So we're doing an in-person interview today, which is fun, something different. And if anyone out there knows Sam, she's known as, you know, Windsor's hype girl, if you will, but also owns the most amazing photography company, if you will, Time Bright Photography. Let's start off with telling us a little bit about photography and like what it is that you like to shoot.
Okay, so what do I love to shoot? Well, I think any photographer could probably say that photography begins with a connection with people that you're photographing and things you're photographing. I don't know if it's obvious, but when I was younger, I was quite the weird one. And now I'm just like a 33-year-old weird one and very proud. But when I was younger, I would have my camera with me everywhere and I'd be shooting all sorts of things like buildings and trees and people walking their pets and then family. And I would always try to, you know, set up chairs. And whenever there was backyard barbecues with family, I would try and get everyone in front of my camera and practice that way. And oh, if I were to look at those pictures now, they are awful. But they're beautiful memories, right? So I'm really thankful that I did that. I never regret taking a photo. I guess fast forwarding to now, still doing those connections, I'm way more confident in reaching out to people and showing them how important it is for me to come out or, you know, with a photographer that they connect with, because I think it's important not to just to like, you know, flip through the phone pages or through Google and just, you know, pick the first photographer you see. You gotta love their work. You have to reach out to them, get a feel for who they are as a person, because they are going to be capturing, you know, the most intense, personal, possibly once in a lifetime moments in your life. And you really want to have the right person doing that. And yeah, so me going forward with my business, I always loved meeting new people. That was always a thing with me. As I got older, my social battery got a little bit smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, of course.
with some bursts here and there. I mean, that event that was on Thursday, that was amazing, but I'm sure everyone's tired from that. I was.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just kind of
connecting
and it's after when the gallery's all done and the photos are sent out, it's what the people that I photograph say back to me that really make a difference. I was in healthcare for over 15 years. I started when I was 17 years old.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you that. What was your background?
Oh, yeah. So I'm all self-taught when it comes to photography, online, you know, Google. I would look for professional photographers all around the world and, you know, watch videos and tips and tricks on YouTube.
Okay.
I've reached out to like a few locals as I was, you know, honing my craft. But community over competition for sure. But in the end, it's really important to kind of just like figure out your own way. If there is something that you can't find an answer for, then yes, I have never hesitated reaching out to someone that has been in the business longer. But there's also a fine line where it's, you still have to do your own footwork and you still gotta, you know, practice. So I would have my camera everywhere. I would shoot for free when I could and get paid when I could, which is even better. But the testimonial is coming back. So when I did start in healthcare when I was 17, it's because my brother has autism. He's nonverbal. So he attended the ASI or Autism Services Incorporated at the time, summer camp. And I was a little bit too young to start, but because my birthday's in the summer and because I have a lot of personal experience, they let me do it.
Nice.
So that kind of branched off into, stick with what you know. And I went to take developmental service worker. And then I did personal support worker. So I've been everywhere from 24-hour support homes, long-term care, a bout in the hospital, very short bout. And yeah, after a while, I was still doing photography on the side, but I was craving it more and more. And I knew working, whether it was a full-time position or at one point I had three part-time positions, which in any field, it's hard, but with healthcare and taking care of other people, and then growing my family at home, it was so exhausting. It put me in really dark places that I didn't know how to get out of. And I mean, 5 years ago, I wasn't really familiar with what burnout felt like and what it looked like. And looking back at it now, wow, I should have gotten out sooner, because my personality, I'm the self-proclaimed Windsor hype girl, but I swear I am one of the most empathetic persons on this planet, to the point where I can't even watch a sad dog video without falling apart sometimes. Like, it's bad. And I'm emotional, but it's empathy. Like, I throw myself into someone's shoes immediately, which definitely helps with my photography, because it's not just me selling myself and trying to make money off people. It's, I see the need for memories to be captured, because selfies for years was the main form of photography, and Instagram would botch the quality, and cell phones weren't that great until the last few years. And I mean, some cell phones are really good compared to professional cameras.
Yes, agreed.
They're not better.
No.
I will state that on the record, cell phones, even Google Pixels, will never be better than a DSLR professional camera.
Right.
But yeah, COVID unfortunately happened, but that was what helped me get out, because I had two kids at home, and I was seeing stories and hearing stories about healthcare professionals not being able to live with their families. And right there, if I had to go back to work after maternity leave and then I couldn't come home to my babies, no,
right,
not worth it. So,
so that was the turning point for you?
That was the turning point for me. I do miss it. It's a really hard life, and I miss taking care of other human beings, whether it's physical disabilities or seniors or children, but my family comes first. And when the world was all crazy and there was so many different rules, and yeah, so here I thought I would be have a hard time talking, and I just...
No, it's good that you're describing and you're letting everyone and me know. I mean, I know you pretty well, but... that it's more than just snapping a photo, more than just the shutter, you know, going
no,
off.
No, it's, yeah.
Yeah, so it's more, and I think that's probably why you and I bonded so well, even just the first time.
I'm pretty sure I sobbed when we first sat down.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We got into it,
but
I
we're
cried.
Both very empathetic people, and you said it well. You
I would say we're tied.
Yeah.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say one of us is more. We're tied.
Right. Right. So. We put ourselves in other people's shoes immediately. I can honestly say that for myself as well. When people feel, I feel. I'm very emotional too. I've had to explain to people up to just recently that if I cry, it's not because of you. It's literal release for me. I cry if I'm happy, sad, angry, agitated. It's nothing. It's not a reflection of you. So.
Yeah. Happy tears.
Happy tears.
My daughter's always like, oh, you have happy tears. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm glad you know the difference.
Yes.
Or else you just thought I'd be like a sad mom.
Yeah. And that is not the case at all. So as far as you doing such a wonderful job of photographing, you photograph my family. I mean, I don't do photos very often. I find it very, this goes back to me being empathetic, very personal thing.
It is.
For my family to be out there, and then my niece and nephew and my kids, it was not until I met you that I, honest to goodness, felt comfortable enough to even think of that. It's very important for me. So, you know, I've seen all of your work, but, you know, people see what you did with my kids' photos and outdoor, you know, like, I guess what I'm getting to is, what is your favorite type of shoot to shoot? And, you know, is outdoor harder, indoor sessions harder? Talk to me a little bit about how you do that.
Man, that was such a good session, though.
It was.
I'm literally tearing up thinking about it, because that session definitely wiped out a good chunk of my imposter syndrome, because it so flawlessly happened. Because I'm a mom, I feel like I have that little edge to me where I get certain aged kids, because my kids are, you know, 3 and 6. So, you know, kids that have surpassed that age, and I'm, you know, childish at heart.
Yeah.
The most immature 33-year-olds you'll meet.
In a good way.
Yeah. And just because life's too short, man. You got to have fun. There's a lot of heavy stuff in the world, but you can't let it weigh you down. And I mean, tomorrow I might feel different, totally let it weigh me down. But yeah, honestly, sessions that I really connect with were definitely started with just family photography.
Okay.
I had friends point out, because when I was struggling to, you know, not creatively, but when I wanted to find my niche, because it is very important in the art and creative business world that if you're all over the place, it's hard to really, it's hard for other customers and clients to figure out like what you excel at. Or, okay, my example is when you go to a restaurant and they hand you a menu and it's like 6 pages long, there's no way they can make every single dish on that menu flawlessly without major error.
Sure.
Where when I go somewhere and they hand me like a one side, maybe two sided like sheet, I'm like solid.
Okay.
My indecisiveness is chilled because there's only like 10 options. And I know that all of these menu items have been honed in to where they can put out beautiful dishes for, you know, customers to eat and enjoy. So my friends would say, okay, you know what? You know what you're really good at? You know what you have a lot of patience with is kids and people with special needs. When I was in healthcare and when I was working as a DSW, I had a unfathomable, yeah, I think that's how I said it, amount of patience. I mean, to the point where I was trained and put in a 24-hour home that was what they called high behavior.
Yep.
So it was a lot of people that were nonverbal, came from really difficult household where the family couldn't, they didn't find support properly when at a very young age, because it's very important. I mean, as a mother, you know, as soon as you see your child suffering with something, you let it go for a few years, it's going to be that much harder to find that support and really help them through it.
Yes.
So I was doing that. So yeah, patience. I mean, I've seen a lot. I've dealt with a lot. I've handled a lot. I've been through a lot in terms of work. And it's translated to where now that I have a camera and I can just capture the smiles, the authenticity of the moment, telling the clients who are my friend, my camera, don't just stand there and smile at me and wait for me to take a few photos. I want you to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my slogan now that I'm trying to hone is I want you to live in the moment and just let me frame it.
Mm.
I don't want you to worry about what I'm doing. So when I met up with you and your kids and your niece and nephew at the beach, it was, I instantly thought of, okay, there's four kids here all under the age of 10. What do they want to do at the beach? They're looking at the rocks. They're inching towards the water while you and your sister-in-law are like, hey, not yet.
Not yet.
And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
I know. And I lean into them and I'm like, don't you worry. I'm getting you in that water.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just everything. It was just capturing them in the moment by throwing rocks and giving them the choice of, okay, who do you want to tackle hug? Who do you want to give a piggyback? Or, you know, who do you want to dance with and jump? And how high can you jump?
Mm-hmm.
And really push them and everyone else that had been in front of my camera out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And even though kids can be a lot more comfortable with strangers, when you put a camera in front of your face and kids are always told at school, hey, smile for the camera and, you know, try not to move too much.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am basically telling them to do the opposite. Don't look at me. Act a fool.
Right.
And then I get the craziest, awesomest photos. Awesomest. And it comes from parents that say whether it was fully true or not. I'm not saying you weren't false when saying it, but when parents and moms come back and they say, you know, my kids look so happy, you capture them so well. Mm-hmm. I literally cried when I saw the gallery, and I just sit back and I'm like,
yes,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do, is because I want to give you something that you will be able to keep forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can take that away from you.
Yeah. So that's amazing, and you do such a good job of editing. I've told you this many times, like, you've photographed dear friends of mine who are blown away by your work and your ability to capture the real moments. So we know you do family photos, and you did so wonderfully and graciously gave me your time for Local Fest in December.
That was so
much
fun.
Thank you for doing that. So we know you do events and you do photography on families and children, and just recently doing some branding and stuff. Like, is that something you're looking at getting into more, branding?
Yes. So, answer your question while going back to the whole outdoor, indoor, branding is one of those types of sessions where it's very, I have to figure out like what the business owner wants, whether they want like a cafe or an office, or they want to go to a studio that I've rented in the past, or is the weather nice enough to go outside and I can do, you know, more of an urban feel, you know, with buildings and murals, or, you know, even graffiti and alleys. You know, there's a lot of really cool alleys in Walkerville. So branding has really spiked an interest with me and a lot of my friends because I have become friends with a lot of local businesses.
Definitely.
Connections, right? Small and slowly growing to larger companies. I love doing that because honestly, even though I wouldn't say that I'm super savvy when it comes to the social media world, I'm doing my best. I'm doing it the way for my business, just the way that works for me. Mm-hmm. I've come a long way in terms of feeling I have to post so many times. You know, there's all these rules and there's the algorithm and mm-hmm. there's so many things against you. But in the end, I post when I feel, I share images or make reels that I want people to see. And when I talked about how important it was to put your face out there, mm-hmm. and because there's some businesses where I knew their name, but then you'd go through their feed or go on their website and you had no idea who the person was. So yes, your work is beautiful. What you made is really, really good.
But who are you?
But who are you? Who am I supporting? There might be like a little paragraph blurb, you know, hey, my name's so-and-so from Windsor. But honestly, it was a few years ago where it's really important to show the face behind the brand, mm-hmm. Especially if you're a local business and you're tooting the horn of hashtag support local, hashtag support Windsor, all those awesome hashtags that we all try to follow along with.
Sure.
People aren't going to follow you if they don't know who you are, you know?
So interesting that you bring that up because I feel maybe that you're talking to me a little bit sometimes.
Not at all.
You've told me this before and I do take it seriously and you're not the only person that has mentioned this. And if anyone knows me, I'm not shy. It's not about not wanting anyone to see my face. Mm-hmm. It's honestly not knowing what content to put out there as far as, you know, I speak on here for a living and I'm talking all the time, but to show face, it almost gives me like a camera shy. It's really strange. Mm-hmm. So when the tables are turned, which we've also talked about, you maybe interviewing me on here. We share a very good mutual friend, Alex. Hi, yep. Alex.
Hey.
You know, she suggested maybe Alex interview me, and that would be cool, but it's hard for me to do that. So, it's interesting that you brought that up. And another thing that I will continue to work on that, by the way. Thank you for the advice.
At your own pace.
But I wanted to talk a little bit about, you commented on the email that I sent you about what we were going to chat about why hustle culture is kind of garbage. And
yep.
Can you maybe talk to me a little bit about what you mean by that?
So it started off with me talking about social media because if anyone that's following me or if you begin to follow me, I live on Instagram. I wouldn't say I live on there, but come on.
That's your outlet.
That's my outlet. I had some issues with Facebook. I'm not a huge Facebook person. I was always encouraged, hey, it's good to have, you know, multiple places for people to reach out and find you. That's totally understandable. But for a while, I was only on Instagram, which obviously my following or, you know, I was just very slow growing, which was fine. Excuse me. Because with Instagram, followers and who's following you, are they following you back? Are they liking your stuff? People were so obsessed, and I was definitely one of them that would watch the follower account and say, oh, so-and-so has this many followers. They must be better than me.
Mm.
Not okay.
No.
So when I see people, you know, doing giveaways and, oh, you know, like me and like so-and-so, hey, that's all fine. That's a great way to get yourself and other business names out there. But I feel like that originated with just getting followers and how that was the norm of, it didn't matter what you did. There's a hashtag like for like, follow for follow. Super garbage. You click that hashtag and it's all spam now.
Mm-hmm.
So the community in terms of follow for follow, I find my throat's just closing up now. Maybe that means I should shut up.
No.
no, but like I was obsessing over my follower count for so long, and I have a few great friends that have been really good with social media and with it and without it. Like, they use it really well, and some people weren't really, you know, full headstrong about Instagram.
Yeah.
And a lot of close friends would say, hey, that doesn't matter. You need to remember that your follower count does not show your worth.
No.
If you have 200 followers and I have 800 followers, that by no means shows that I am more talented
mm-hmm.
or better liked or better than you.
Right.
No.
Right. It's a good point.
Yeah. So it took me a while. It took me months
yeah.
to stop looking at my follower account. And it has grown very slowly compared to a lot of accounts that I've followed in the past or still follow. And I'm really proud. I'm really proud of the number that it's gotten to. Because when I look into that list, I know almost every, there's some people that I don't follow back. I mean, I would say check the people that I do follow because I like to stay in touch with businesses that I follow, and nothing against accounts that follow thousands of other people. I love to follow people that I've met, that I've made a connection yeah. with, that I genuinely want to keep tabs on to mm-hmm. see how they're doing. And if, you know, if I notice that they're struggling creatively, I just kind of go into the chat and reach out to them, see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. And we kind of chat about what's going on with them, what's going on with me. And then they always, you know, 5 times out of 10, they come back saying, yeah, you know what? I've really been thinking about reaching out to you. It's just not the right time, or I'm shy, or, you know, I know you're worth every penny, but I can't afford it. Yep. And people don't expect to give me any discounts, and I appreciate it. And that's my business, where if I feel like giving a discount, or if someone hears that I, you know, did something for free for someone, you know, that's between me and that person.
Yes, it is.
Because it's my business. I can do what I want, right?
Yes.
So going back to hustle culture definitely stems from obsessing over follower accounts and business owners comparing themselves to other business owners in terms of what they're putting on social platforms, what they're doing on their websites compared to what they're doing. So I would say once a day, I will see someone pop in their stories, all different accounts, and they come on to apologize to their followers
for
and
not,
the friends
yeah, I know.
For not being active mm-hmm. and for not doing this. And that's the hustle culture right there getting you, and you're letting yourself be convinced that you should have a presence online to be successful. And hey, some people are more creative in, you know, in the shadows, on the yeah. sidelines. And some people are like me, where if I have a moment to myself and the girls are being quiet or they're at school, I feel like listening to myself talk, and I'll just chat away on my stories. And mm-hmm. sometimes that sparks other conversations.
Yes.
Sometimes that encourages others to reevaluate their day. So hustle culture in my mind talks more about, I base it on social media and websites and
mm-hmm.
comparing yourselves to others.
Yeah. Don't do it.
No, it's the worst thing you can mm-hmm. do to yourself. Look at the mirror. That is the person. Like, that. There's that trend, the Taylor Swift, it's me, hi,
yeah.
I'm the problem, it's me. Yeah, look at yourself. If you feel like you're not doing enough, take a step back,
mm-hmm.
make a list, pro and con list or something,
yeah.
write it down, figure out where you want your business to go and how you want it to be seen to the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you need photos, hey, I'm your girl, I'll be right there with you. You know, put a mood board together, I tell people, and figure out how you want to be represented. We can meet, chat, I can find out what kind of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to just capture you in the way that you want the world to see you, genuinely. And it usually turns into a friendship. Sometimes
yes.
people hire me one off
yep.
and they go about their way. That's totally fine. But yeah, I self-proclaimed myself as the Windsor Hype Girl because I will never hesitate to knock down someone's doors to remind them of how amazing and talented and smart and creative they are and
mm-hmm.
how worthy they are to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't like what they're doing, change it. If they feel that they should be doing what so-and-so is doing, nope, that ain't right. And you are doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
Because comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes, indeed.
And look at yourself. And if you need help, ask those around you. Because it is a community over competition. I've reached out to other photographers in the past. I work with an amazing photographer for wedding seasons. And I've learned so much. And I'm so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, how far you want to go is based on you. And
yes.
how many limitations you're going to allow to be built around you and in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, great advice.
Yeah.
Very good advice. Is there anything that you would like to photograph, or any type of shoot or a person that you would like to do that you haven't had the opportunity to do? Anything in the that we can put out there to achieve
all right.
for you?
Well, I have a few. Okay, so I've done a few model call inquiries where I kind of have a list of people that are saying they're always down for something. Obviously, winter's the longest, and we've had, like, the worst winter. Like, in, like, 80 years, someone said the darkest winter or the worst winter or
yeah.
something. I try not to think about it because, man, the sun outside right now is all
mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
Free serotonin and dopamine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So modeling calls. So I have some few people. Honestly, I have like a bucket list that I am slowly building now because I need to go out of my comfort zone. And I mean, I began going full time with this business in January.
Okay.
Whether I was fully prepared for that or not. No, I wasn't. I will be honest. I was not prepared to just 100% go towards this business, especially in January, February, March, when the weather's garbage. A lot of people do prefer booking outside. So when you asked about indoor or outdoor, families, weddings, a lot of branding or business, a lot of it's outside.
Okay.
When you do indoors, it's really, lighting can be very difficult. Photographers, yes, we have flashes. Yes, we know how to maneuver our settings and really get those shots, but we always prefer outdoors, natural lighting.
Okay.
Flash definitely helps filling, you know, unflattering shadows and stuff like that. There are some studios that will, you know, offer flash. I rent out the studio Uma Loft from downtown Windsor.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful space, lots of natural light, lots of plants. It's great. It's kind of like a blank canvas with some texture because there's plants and there's
props spot.
And yeah, and the blue couch. Everyone knows the blue couch. But in terms of, so I'm one of those spooky girls, you know, the spooky chicks, and I'm really into weird things. So I definitely, my time for shining in terms of doing like out of the box stuff definitely goes around fall because the colors are perfect and the weather's all gloomy. And there's a few ideas I have where it's,
you don't have to tell us your creative ideas, but I just wondered if there was something that
I'm doing something crazy in a lake.
Cool.
I'm definitely going to be using fire and or fireworks.
Neat.
Because me and you both know someone that has a big connection. And I have a few pyrotechnic friends. And I wanted something crazy like that. Just out of the box stuff. Something that I like wouldn't get paid for. Just a huge creative thing.
Mm-hmm, for your portfolio.
Yeah. And just to really push myself because, you know, yes, there's rules to photography, but at the same time, there isn't. It's important to know your camera and know your settings and be able to capture and, you know, get high quality images for your clients and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still an art form, so there's no rules. I tell my 6-year-old who's really getting into art right now, who's really hard on herself when a painting or a drawing or a modeling clay assignment goes wonky. And I tell her, art, there's no wrong ways to do art. There's no wrong answers. Just pivot, you know, figure out a different way to do it and to not be hard on yourself because it's just a way of expression. And hey, if I can make money off of it, that's super dope.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the advice I give my children, and they're young, but I still believe that speaking to them, like they're not young, is important. And I say to them, you need to find what it is you love and learn how to make money from them.
Yeah. Learn and do it.
It can be anything.
Yeah. And there's 10 ways to do one thing, right? So, I mean, don't just think you can, you know, so it's crazy. But yeah, outside of my, the creative, you know, things that happen seasonally, I am putting my foot into the wedding world and I am capturing couples this year.
Nice.
I have a couple weddings coming up in the spring I'm really excited about. And going back to, you know, doing why I do it and getting the feedback and the beautiful testimonials that for a while I didn't think I deserved and I thought were fake. It's really nice to be trusted to capture a huge day, like a wedding day.
Yeah.
Because anything could happen. There's so many aspects. But I've learned from a couple amazing photographers who have taken me under their wing to show me some things and have me work with them. And it's great that there's clients of mine that are now reaching out, being engaged, saying that they want me to capture their big day.
That's
and
awesome.
Being a bride or wife myself, I understand how important it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm ready to shoot some awesome stuff this year.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what you put out because I can see that you're able to, you know, to continue on with your creativity. So I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
It's a roller coaster for everyone. I'm sure you can relate in the creative world. It's,
It is.
Life happens, right?
Yep. So. Absolutely. And we have to figure out how to stay creative.
Mm-hmm.
So,
without being hard on ourselves. Because I encourage everyone, if you need a minute, take a big step back and don't think because someone's going 110% that you do, because Burnout.
Yeah, burnout is real.
Hustle culture is garbage.
Before I let you go and put you on the spot in a minute, I just want to know, what is the goal for Timed Right Photography? What's your ultimate goal for your business?
My ultimate goal would definitely be, number one, to build my clientele, because I am going full-time with it now, to reach out and find more clients, whether it's families or small businesses or larger businesses, for me to offer services to them that will be appreciated. I'm not out here just to make a quick buck. I really want to connect with everyone that I photograph, that hire me, that trust me. Weddings, I was very surprised. I didn't think I wanted to get into weddings as a lead photographer. It's such a wild day. There's so many beautiful aspects mm-hmm. to capturing a wedding.
It's very, very intimate and personal. So if somebody hires you for that, like,
it's a big thing. Huge honor. It's mm-hmm. a huge honor. Obviously, day of, nerves are at an all-time high. But honestly, as soon as I meet the groomsmen and the groom, or as soon as I meet the bride and the bridesmaids, it's a big party. Every single couple that I have met in the past and was able to photograph by myself or with another photographer was an amazing time. Mm-hmm. They're all so great and thankful. And yeah, it's a big party, and it's an orchestra. Like, there's so many pieces to a wedding day, and so many things can go upside down, mm-hmm. but everything can go so right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, that's a really huge connection. The fact that strangers, like wedding guests and wedding parties, see you mm-hmm. and appreciate you. It's really, really nice. But yeah, weddings, and still doing more families, because yeah. I will always be a family portrait photographer at heart. Kids of all ages, grown kids. I know there's so many mums out there that have teenage kids that are just, they'll take a million selfies with their friends, but they won't yeah. do family photos. And I want to go out there and say that, you know, it can be painless. It doesn't have to be this big chore. It can be really, really fun. Yeah. Hanging with your parents for as little as 30 to 60 minutes. And, you know, it's
giving them a hug. Maybe.
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, so families and weddings. And I mean, as things go further and my success grows, and I'm not wanting an overnight success, just like my Instagram following, I want it to organically grow.
And it is.
The slower, yeah. just like weight loss, man, the slower you lose weight, or the slower you gain weight, you know, the opposite
yes,
way.
Yes, for sure.
So there's no quick way to success. I would love to have my own studio space.
Okay.
I feel that might not be a thing until my children are a bit older, because I have other personal life goals mm-hmm. that I want to do. Lots of traveling. Okay. Can't do that now, because traveling with a 3-year-old, come on. No, that ain't for me. That ain't my jam. But yeah, I would love to own my own studio, so that I can have an indoor space that's full of natural light yeah. and is inclusive and welcoming, and definitely make it pet friendly, and, you know, offer it to other photographers who do weddings mm-hmm. and the weather. It's very hard when it's raining on your wedding day. Yeah. As lucky as it is, it's really hard to find indoor spots last minute mm-hmm. if the radar decides to change. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to offer that as well.
Well, that's a really good goal.
Yeah. And then still working with the small business community and mm-hmm. offering them images that they can put out on their social web platforms and websites to show who they are and put the face to the name and help them have shareable content online, because we all struggle creatively with
yes.
what to post, when to post.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
We do. All right. Well, I think honestly, the bottom line is for you and your business to excel is the connection, which is a lot of all of us. And Marky, yeah. if you're listening, I know you're smiling because I've said connecting and connection about 10,000 times. But yeah. It's true, making those connections with people, and then, you know, them showing their family and friends that they've made a connection with you, so then they trust that they could make a connection with you. It's word yeah. of mouth and connecting in this city, basically, is how we work
yeah.
and is how we thrive. So before I let you go, I need you, well, before I stop recording, Because I'm not going to let you go like a typical phone call when you're usually recording. But before we end this, I need you to shout out a local business or two that you think we should be following and that you think we should be supporting.
The list is endless. How can I pick one?
You don't have to pick one. Some people shout out 10. Some people just shout out one. And this is why I say I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, geez. Well, everyone needs to be following you because you are so authentic and genuine. And the fact that you bring light to small businesses and individual, you know, sole proprietor owners like myself, a chance to speak. I follow so many makers and bakers photographers and business owners.
Because there may be somebody that's new to the scene that you think that maybe we don't know and we can get their following, like organic following up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so biased. My best friend is Auntie Aldo's and times have been different for every brick and mortar business. I met her 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, at the downtown farmers market. And I was her hype girl before I barely even knew her, trying to sell her stuff, yelling at people walking by to buy her stuff. And she begged me to work for her. And it's people like that that have a really big vision and big dreams and lots of talent that really deserve
grit.
All the recognition in the world.
Absolutely.
So definitely Auntie Aldo's, I have to say.
Okay.
But there's just so many, like I'm tongue-tied. If I start just like, if I name one, I'm going to want to name another.
I understand.
Oh, I love everybody. And I mean, there's so much talent out there, and I can name so many photographers as well because we all offer something different, and my imposter syndrome doesn't hold me back anymore to say their name or to refer them to someone that can't have my services or I don't offer something that they need.
Yeah.
Well,
you said it back in the beginning of the interview. It's community over competition.
Yeah, community over competition. And I mean, people excel in so many different things, right? There's the best podcaster in Windsor, the best baker in Windsor. There's a couple of the best coffee shops.
Yes.
Photographers in certain categories, makers. And, you know, I mean, some makers I may not have ever purchased anything, but I will support them until the very end.
Yeah.
So honestly, the Windsor hype girl in me is just to find that local business where you, something that you can purchase locally. I know some things, there's always people talking about how it's sometimes hard to support local.
Sometimes.
I get it. Some, not everything is made in Windsor or Ontario or Canada, but to definitely visit those brick and mortar stores that's owned by one person or two people, and, you know, give them the time of day, check out their store, check out all the art they've displayed or the way they sell their goods or the services they provide. I mean, it's, we have to keep putting our money back in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a really good point. And it was a point that you kind of made in the email that you wrote to me was, you know, how we can support each other for free, and you don't necessarily have to be purchasing something.
A like, a share, a follow, a comment.
So important.
Just to push someone's website link or video or photo post and send it out. I had a spot that needed to be filled for a Mother's Day session that I'm doing soon, and a friend of mine shared that post, and within an hour that spot got filled, and they reached out to me, said, oh yeah, I think my friend was the one that did that. And I was so thankful. Just a quick share helped me in my business. And
yeah, absolutely. So where can we, if we need our photos taken or even just to reach out and chat with you, where can we find you? I know you're working on a website that looks fantastic and hopefully by the time this comes out, we'll be able to, utilize that website. But if
it's hard to put a website together because
it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah. It's like throwing a speech together about yourself. How do you show yourself?
It's hard.
With words and images only without meeting people. It's
So how can we find you?
Well, I live on Instagram and I mean, I've put a poll in my story saying, when do you go online? Is it between this time and this time or in the evening or 24/7? And I just didn't get around to sharing the results. And that was a little bit of hustle culture eating at me, but 80% of people wrote 24/7. So I am on Instagram all the time. I am available via email.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Tyne Ray Photography for Instagram and tynerayphotography@gmail.com. And I have packages available for branding or wedding or family. And I have suggestions for locations, whether it's indoor or outdoor. And even if it's my style doesn't match with you, but you reach out and you're asking, oh, I'm looking towards this, I can help you find someone that would really go well with you and your vibe and how you want your business or you and your family captured. So,
Perfect. Okay, well, I'll make sure that I link, easy link, clickable link in the description of this episode so that we can just click and connect with you. But thank you for, again, for doing this with me and in person. Queen. Yes, queen. And keep an eye out, everyone, or an ear out, if you will. I am speaking a little bit on creativity and pivoting. I have decided to pivot my show and possibly be putting out some more in-depth, going back on the word creative, more creative episodes in talking with people about specific things about their business and not necessarily just talking about their actual business and what they do. So keep your ears open for that. I'll be coming at you with some new episodes and some new guests, and I'm really looking forward to that. Sam, maybe you can come back and chat with me about some more real life shit.
Hell yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a group of people together, do like a, I don't want to call them round table, but maybe a rectangle table talk or a, oval table talk.
And, there we go.
And I hope everybody is excited as I am for that. And I will definitely talk with you soon. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Thanks.